And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And it's with a special because we all woke up to lovely news this morning, courtesy of David Ornstein, who brights up all our Mondays every week, and not least this week, David, because some very nice news, very welcome news, that it looks like Jordan Henderson has agreed in principle his new contract with Liverpool.
Yeah, that's right, John. The column was actually rested over the summer, so it's returned with a bit of a bang and some really uplifting news because we know what the situation was with Jordan Henderson. There was a problem with his contract negotiations. It reached a bit of an impasse. Talks weren't really progressing, but dialogue was continuing. There was always hope that an amicable and positive resolution would be found, and I think we're almost there. So when he got back from his summer holiday, it seems that those talks intensified and there was a will from all sides for this not to disrupt Liverpool as a club on or off the pitch, and especially not their start to the season. Well, it didn't do that. They were sublime at Norwich. And now they're in a position where they're moving in a great direction. So my understanding is that they've reached an agreement in principle for Henderson to sign a new 3-year contract, and there would be an option for a fourth contingent on the number of games he plays. I think they're still talking through the fine detail of it, crossing the I's, dotting the T's, or the other way around. I think Henderson's going to join, who is it? Virgil van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Fabinho and Alisson in the last fortnight or so, in committing their future to Anfield, which is a really big moment, especially after what happened with Gini Wijnaldum. Nobody wanted a repeat of that. And interestingly, it was Jurgen Klopp who played a pivotal role in this, how he would have liked to have done so with Wijnaldum. Jordan Henderson wanted the ownership FSG to meet his expectations, which are that he can shine for the next 3-4 years to the level that he has in the last 3-4 years, or even better, which is bold for a 31-year-old who has suffered from a number of injuries, especially last season. But I wouldn't bet against him. And I think it's fantastic news for everybody concerned with Liverpool Football Club.